As for now, I hope that these 6 decisions got you dreaming of a job that would be ideal for you, where they pay you more than what you're worth to do something that you enjoy and are passionate about.
Are you feeling resentful, burned out, and underpaid at work? We have created a masterclass for you. It's called Beat Burnout and Build Wealth. 3 simple steps to scale your income without changing jobs or specialties. If you want to join us, here's how it works. Tap the link in the show notes or go to tracybingaman.com/masterclass. Choose a time that works for you. And then bring your A game to the masterclass and be ready to take notes and then take action. Doing nothing and not attending this masterclass results in nothing. And unless you take action, you'll keep earning that same below market value income, feeling resentful and burned out. Change requires action, and signing up for the Beat Burnout and Build Wealth masterclass is the first best step to take. Head to the show notes or tracybingaman.com/masterclass to be the first to have access to your preferred dates and times and to find one that works for you. We'll see you there. Welcome to The PA Is In, the show created by PAs for PAs, where codependency with your supervising physician is a thing of the past, optimal team practice is the future, and physician associate has taken the place of physician assistant as the professional title of choice. I'm Tracy Bingaman, and I'm obsessed with redefining what success as a PA looks like and what it feels like. Here you'll find the mindset shifts, systems, and processes I use to escape healthcare burnout and integrate my work into my life. Work-life balance is a myth, and an integrated life where you thrive professionally, not a balancing act, is the goal here. My mission is to help you to grow into a unicorn PA who loves their job, has abundant energy, time to spare, and work optional financial freedom. The PA is in. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of The PA Is In. Today, we're talking all about how to land your dream job, specifically what decisions you're going to need to make in advance of that dream job coming your way. To help you along this journey, there are 6 key decisions that you need to make. That's the quote-unquote bad news. The good news? Once you have all the details, which we're going to cover and unpack in today's episode, they are actually pretty easy decisions for you to make. Clarity is key when you're determining your ideal or dream job during whatever season you are in your life, in your career. Whether you're a brand new provider who's trying to figure out what a great first position for you is, or a seasoned provider who knows the ropes and is looking to move into something that is strategic and a lot more focused on what you need during this season of life and your career, the answers that you come up with to these 6 questions will help you to cast a vision for what a successful job and what a dream job looks for you and what it feels like for you. When you make these key career decisions up front, then it allows you to zoom in and look at more finer details and to evaluate the points of specific job postings, offers, or opportunities as they come your way. So without further ado, here are the 6 key decisions that you need to make in order to land and identify your dream job. Decision number 1. What will you do in your job? Specifically, what specialty or setting sparks the most interest and excitement for you? What is something that you would be eager and excited to go into work and do? One of the most powerful steps that you can take to kickstart a search for a new job or to evaluate whether a potential position or opportunity is a good one for you is to get clear on what exactly you want to be doing as a part of that new position. This one step is going to be the thing that puts everything else into motion. At this point, you might have a few ideas, or if you're anything like me, you honestly might have too many ideas. When I was trying to get my job in plastic surgery, I also was looking for a job in burn surgery and trauma surgery, and those are just the ones I thought of to give you as examples in the last 5 seconds. So whether you have a dearth of ideas or too many ideas of what you want to do as you make your next job transition, or maybe you feel stuck because you don't have any idea of what you really want to be doing. Maybe the only thing you know is that you don't want to be doing what you're doing right now, which is okay. No matter where you are right now in your clinical journey, these strategies will help you to choose the best option for your next position. Whether it's in the same specialty in a different setting or a completely different specialty, getting clear on where you're headed matters immensely. Your goal here is to find the sweet spot between four things. Now, I want you to imagine you're looking at a circle that's cut into four quadrants. So what you're looking for is to hit the bullseye, to find a target which covers the following four things. That is what you know, what you want to earn, what you love, and what the market will support. So first, your skills, know-how, and experience. What do you know already? What do you already know how to do, take care of patients, do from a specialty standpoint, and what experience do you have? Number two, what do you want to earn? It might feel strange to be talking about money when I'm talking about your dream job, but making sure that you're well compensated for the work that you're doing really, really matters. Number three, what you love to do. And the schedule that you want to have. Number four, the needs of the market in your area, or if you're looking to move online in the telehealth space. When you combine those four things, your skills, the pay, what you love, and the needs of the market, what falls into all four of those categories is going to be a really great place to aim when you're shooting for your next job. Are you a burnt out healthcare worker, busy mom, or someone just wanting to simply self-care as much as possible? I have an answer that will simplify your makeup regimen and give you that glow and confidence you deserve. Saint Beauty is custom makeup for your whole face that comes in one single compact. It's lightweight, quick, easy to use, and amazing for all ages and skin types. Best of all, you get a PA, my friend Alyssa, as your makeup bestie to help along the way. To simplify your morning makeup routine, head to the link in the show notes for your free color match consult with Alyssa. Decision number two, let's talk location. Where will you do this job? Are you thinking about relocating? Do you want to go to one specific location and why? Or do you have multiple top choices of places that you're looking to move? If you have more than one, consider ranking them top three with your very favorite or the one that you'd most want to do at the top. Do you want a position that is in person or virtual? Are you looking for something that's inpatient, outpatient, operating room, ER, a mix? This decision, number two, will help you to narrow down the scope of your job search. The goal here is to get very clear on where you're headed, what town, setting, suburban, urban, rural, healthcare situation, inpatient, outpatient, travel, or a locums position, and whether you want to be in person or virtual. It's important during this process of zooming in and narrowing the scope to be both specific about what you're looking for, but also to stay open, flexible, and expansive. Let me explain what I mean here. As you're identifying the ideal location for you, it's important to zoom out and ask yourself, are there opportunities that you are missing by being so specific about your dream position? Being open to other positions, situations, and locations doesn't mean that you shouldn't be specific and create a specific target when you're doing things like job searching, building your resume, strategic marketing, and which positions you want to apply for and pursue. A lot of providers want to skip this part because they think they know what they want, and they want to hop over this work and the time and reflection required to really be specific about the context of how you want to be working. Understanding what you're looking for in a position is hugely important to the success of your next job move or transition. So decision number two, where will you do it? Relocating, what type of setting, what type of clinical setting, and do you want it to be in person, online, or some hybrid of both? Decision number three, when will you work? Specifically, how many hours per week? What is your ideal work schedule, the dream schedule that you would just love to have? Most of the decisions that you will make in order to take charge during a season of transition or where you're looking for a new job are going to be about finding, networking, and landing the job. But once you've got that nailed down, you still have to do the work on the daily and do the darn thing, as in go to work and see patients and do your job. Your life has to work with the job. More specifically, the job has to fit into your life in a way that feels good and sustainable to you. So there are two options when it comes to the schedule you're dreaming of. There is consistency and there is flexibility. So I found in my time working in medicine that consistency is best when you crave predictability in your life. If you have kids in school or your life operates on a 9-to-5, Monday through Friday, normal business hours type of schedule, sometimes consistency can fit best for you. Flexibility wins if you want the ability to craft your position to fit the needs of your life and family each week or each month. This might look like something like an irregular schedule or shift work that varies depending on the calendar and your availability, but also depending on the needs of your group. So decision number three is, when will you work? How much will you work? And what's your ideal schedule? You know how most healthcare professionals feel like they are on an island, lacking connection and community? Humans in Healthcare is a space for clinicians to find that community, cultivate creativity, and be reminded of their humanity. If you'd like to join us, the process is simple. Head to the link in the show notes, sign up, and begin feeling connected and human again. Joining means you'll have access to a growing network of other clinicians from across the country in different spaces and specialties. There's also a resource library and live Zoom office hours with industry experts on hot topics. Not joining us means next year you'll still be feeling like you're stranded on that deserted island, feeling like you're the only one, lacking the connections and resources that you desperately need to reconnect to your humanity. Any clinical credentials are welcome, but because Humans in Healthcare is founded by a PA, we are keen on growing the powerful PA voice within the community and beyond. Join us by clicking the community link in the show notes. Decision four. What do you want your life to look like and feel like on the other side of your next job move? What is the benefit to your life, health, relationships, and happiness after you have landed that new job? I call this your career transformation statement. When you are charting a course to change your career, one of the most critical pieces of information is coming up with this career transformation statement. This is the promise that you're making to yourself. With this transformation statement, you're saying with certainty, here's what I want to change in my life in order to have the job, the career, and the life of my dreams. So there's a couple of different ways that you can come up with this career transformation statement. So the first formula is, in this transition, I will go from feeling before to feeling after and experience these specific results. So the before, where are you today? Acknowledge where you are right now. What's the thing that you feel, despise, or want to change with your next job move? After. How are you going to change this feeling and achieve this desire so that you can feel those results? And your specific results. Get specific on the incredible results and how you want your life to look on the other side of your next job change. The other option for building this transformation statement is, in this transformation or in this transition or in this job move, I will transformation in time frame to address negative things that you want to move away from. So the transformation is the change or the transformation or the job change that you want to experience. The time frame is how long it will take to achieve this change. And the negative things are whatever it is that's happening in your life and at work now that you want to specifically move away from. So decision number four is, what do you want your life to look and feel like on the other side of your next job move? Decision number five, what are you going to earn at this new job? What is your ideal compensation amount and structure? I'm talking about the actual amount of money that you're paid and also the way that you are paid, the way that that pay is formatted. Before we start getting too specific about what you want to earn, there's a few things we need to nail down first. First is confidence. You need to feel confident in the value that you add and the compensation that you deserve. There's something about knowing deep in your heart that you're getting paid what you are worth that is literally worth its price in gold. And number two, your ideal employer. Someone who has the ability and the resources to pay you what you want to earn, which is what you deserve to be making. The more you make, the more specific and unique the characteristics you want to look for in a potential employer. Next, you want to research the market. What does the current market in your desired specialty area and location look like? Although it's not the end-all be-all, consider checking the AAPA salary report or even polling your networking group and connect with anyone working in your dream setting. Have a frank conversation with them and ask them if they would be willing to share with you what they're making. What's your ideal compensation method? Do you want a base salary with great boundaries? Do you want to make a base plus bonus where the more productive you are, the more that you get paid? Do you want to get paid on straight productivity or commission model where your compensation is purely based on your productivity alone? I want you to set a specific compensation goal, both the amount that you want to get paid and the format that you'd like to earn it in. Do not undersell yourself. During a job change is, other than your first negotiation out of PA school, one of the highest yield opportunities for increasing your pay. I want you to aim high when you're setting your compensation goal. In negotiation, we call this anchoring high. And I want you to set that anchor more than you could ever imagine making, more than you've ever made before. Decision number 6, last but not least, when are you going to do the darn thing? When are you going to make this transition? Choose a specific date, deadline, or timeline for yourself. Before you start researching LinkedIn for job posts or attaching your CV to applications, it's more important to set a time frame and put some dates on your calendar. Declaring a deadline for this transition and giving yourself a framework for taking the steps we're talking about makes it real. When you decide in advance where you're going and when you're going to do it, you can move forward with confidence and ease. So here are 3 important dates I want you to consider when planning your next job move. When are you going to have your CV polished up and ready to share with the world by? When are you going to work diligently about networking, building your network, growing a strong network, and getting ready to leverage those connections? And when do you want to land the job? This last one, your date for landing the job, is last but certainly not least. And you want to think about landing the job and then the amount of time for credentialing and onboarding until you're really going to be up and running and working. You want to balance things like this strong desire to get out of where you are and land a new job like yesterday, and the other end of the spectrum, which is sort of being unhappy and staying in your current job indefinitely. Choosing a land the job date somewhere in the spectrum of 3 to 12 months from now will help you to set a specific deadline so that you know that you're going to do this thing, not someday, because someday is not a date on your calendar, but picking a specific date where you can say, hey, how am I doing? Is my CV ready? Have I been aggressively networking? Have I shared with people that I'm open to work? And am I on track to meet that land a job date that I set? Because sometimes we feel stuck, but also leaving takes energy and planning and strategy. So we're going to talk more about how to land a new job, whether it's CV or LinkedIn or networking, in upcoming episodes. As for now, I hope that these 6 decisions got you dreaming of a job that would be ideal for you, where they pay you more than what you're worth to do something that you enjoy and are passionate about. That's all for today. This PA is out.
Congratulations, you've just joined an awesome club. By listening to a full episode of The PA Is In, you are officially on the Unicorn PA team. Welcome aboard. What most team members do is they subscribe to the podcast because that allows them to automatically get the latest episode of the show. The life of your dreams exists on the other side of taking action. Keep making small shifts and keep getting better. Your life will improve, your career will soar, and you will have the confidence you need to create your own success. I will see you in the next episode. This PA is out.